How to save your relationship with the law of attraction.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled to be here, having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have. And this is exciting, being here with you, talking about your relationship today. But first, I want to let you know that we have helped people in over 60 different countries. We have been doing this since 2007, and the podcast has been on since 2009. We are the only daily personal empowerment Law of Attraction podcast. And we don't mind that. That's fine. We're in the trenches with you. We're here to help you. We're here to empower you. We're going to talk about saving your relationship, and I don't mean that your relationship has to be broken up. You might just have a relationship that's struggling right now. The two of you are together. You still have goals together. You may be married, but it's not what it could be. And so I want to talk to you about taking it to the next level, saving it before it sinks. Once it sinks, then when you call somebody to try to pull it up from the bottom of the sea, it becomes a challenge. Number one, this is so important. Please listen to me on this. And this really goes for anything in life, whether it's your relationship or your career or your business. Doesn't make a difference. Never trust what you see now. Never trust what you see now. I'm thinking of a client that I had a while back ago, and her boyfriend broke up. They went their separate ways. They dispersed their belongings. They got rid of their apartment. They did all the right stuff, and they did it in a fairly friendly fashion. Each moved on with their life, but she still loved him. She still wanted a relationship with him. She still wanted to get married to him. And that's when she called me. And we began talking. She said, well, I don't see how any of this is possible. He has left me. He's moved out. He's living with someone else now. I don't know what can be done. It's useless. You know, I just need to move on, right? And I said, well, you always need to move on. You know, moving on indicates improving yourself, taking yourself to the next level, working on making yourself the best human being you can be, having as much fun and enjoyment out of life as you can possibly have. And you need to do that whether you're in a relationship or out of a relationship. That's just a given. So you're always moving on. Moving on indicates that there's a tomorrow, right? Okay. So listen to me. Here's what happened. We started working together, and we shifted the vibrations, and nothing happened right away. And she would call me and text me, and nothing's happening. And I'd say, why are you looking at the external evidence? Why are you trusting what you apparently see? What do your vibrations tell you? I'm feeling really close to him right now. I'm feeling a lot of love for him. I'm feeling really strong. I'm feeling his love coming back. Well, okay, then let's trust the vibration. Let's not trust what we can see. Well, it was a few weeks later. There was a phone call. He hadn't called in months, but he just wanted to see how she was doing. I love that one. Hey, how you doing? Just checking in on you to see how you're doing. That was a bridge. And the two of them started seeing each other. They worked out differences. He confessed why he left. She never understood the reason. And she was able to modify that. She was able to take care of that. It's very, very personal. I don't want to go into it, but she was able to take care of it. And that was what was standing between the two of them. They got back together. They bought a place this time. And they have a baby now. Well, a young kid. You know, a toddler, I guess. Now, if she would have believed what she saw at the time, she would have just moved on and she would have missed her soulmate, the love of her life. They're together. They're happy. He's a very, very good husband, an extraordinarily good father. You know, it couldn't be better. So, yeah, we're always moving on. People say, you need to move on. Okay. Yeah, we're always moving on, right? Okay. Failure can lead to bliss. Okay. So things haven't gone right the last couple of times, or they're not going right now. Failure, another word for failure that we like to use in the personal empowerment business, is feedback. Feedback. Feedback tells you how to modify things, how to change little things. And, you know, when you make feedback is horrible sounding. Have you ever heard it? You know, like with an amplifier or a radio, it's terrible. But it tells you to turn the dial this way or to move the speaker this way. It says that you have the wrong vibration. If you're not getting positive feedback, if you're not getting enthusiastic feedback, if you're not getting feedback filled with passion and love and joy, you've got the wrong vibration that you are doing. Stop worrying about him. Stop worrying about her. Focus on your vibration and shift it. I promise you, once you learn how to shift it, and once you take the time to shift it, there won't be failure. There will be bliss. And that's important. Got to have some bliss from time to time, right? Listen, I want to pause for a moment. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. I want to invite you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Be sure when you're there to get your Law of Attraction Toolkit. Get that as well. Okay? I mean, enjoy it. There's a lot of good information in there that will empower your life. But if you're going through something strenuous right now, if it's painful, if you need immediate help, make certain to include a letter. Also include, if you're outside the United States, include your Skype phone number or Skype address. Mine is Robert Zink, Z-I-N-K. 770, and you can friend me on Skype, but make sure you contact me shortly after you friend me, or I will delete you. I don't know who you are. I don't keep a lot of just names connected to people I don't know. So, you know, it's about action. There is no attraction without action. We can help you. We've helped people in 60 different countries. Sometimes it's easy. It's a quick fix, and you're sitting there struggling. Sometimes it takes a little bit more effort, but we're here with you, okay? Put the power of the Law of Attraction to work for you. You can save your relationship. And if you're in a marriage or a relationship that you want to take to the next level, we'll work with one of you, we'll work with both of you. Just contact us and let us know what you need, okay? LawOfAttractionSolutions.com. Thank you.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction.
Number three, in your mind, be specific about your end game. Don't lie to yourself. You know, had a lady who was dating a doctor, and the doctor is fresh out of medical school, young guy. He wants to play the field. She wasn't specific up front about what she was looking for in a relationship. And so consequently, it didn't work out as well as she would have liked it to, because she had one set of goals, he had another. I believe in having deal breakers when you first meet somebody. If you don't want to be with a smoker and they light up a cigarette, you say, hey, nice meeting you, and off you go. You know, I'm not going to spend 20 years trying to get you to quit. My point is this. You need to know your end game. Now, if you're already in a relationship, you need to know your end game about what you want to change in the relationship, how you want to make it better, okay? Have a destination. Have something that you can visualize. It's so important. Number four, maximize the moments. And here's what I mean by that. When you get my age, you have more time to look back than you do looking forward. You've reached that point where there's less time looking forward, more time looking back. And that's okay, that's life. But here's what's interesting. There's a wisdom that comes with it. And the wisdom is this. Life is a collection of moments. As I go back and I think about special moments with my parents, my grandparents, my children, different people, friends that I had, they were just moments. At the time, I thought they were permanent. They are not. There is nothing permanent in this world. I don't care if you have the best relationship God has ever created. At some point, you will be alone, and you will have a collection of moments. And that's what it's about. Maximizing those moments. Each moment is important, even if you're at work. You know, even if you're at work, maximize the opportunities to be loving, to be caring, to be joyous, to be happy, to be grateful. Life is a collection of moments. So if you're a guy and you're losing your temper and you're grabbing your woman and all that kind of stuff, those are moments that are burnt into her mind, into her memory system. When she goes through her collection of moments, that's one, and it's not a good one. It's very lower vibrational. If you're one of those people that every time something happens, you become jealous and you scream and you yell and you break things, that's another set of moments. Life is a collection of moments. So maximize each moment with your... Stop living in the future. Okay, you set your intentions, you set your goals, and now when you're enjoying the moment, as we say, let it go and let it flow. Just enjoy the moment. Don't ask, where does this lead to? What does this become? Just enjoy it. Make it the best you can. Laugh the loudest you've ever laughed. Love the hardest you've ever loved. Have as much fun as you possibly can. It's your life. Okay? And that's what, you know, that's what makes you attractive, by the way, and magnetic. And that's why she or he wants to spend more time with you. Well, you need to remove limiting beliefs. You know, well, it never works after this, or I'm certain this is not going to happen. You know, those limiting beliefs about yourself, about the relationship, about your partner. And you counter the limiting beliefs with positive, empowering affirmations and visualization. Absolutely clear. Next, surround yourself with inspiration. You know, we talked about this in an earlier podcast. Have some crystals in the house, some salt lamps, some flowers, some beautiful pictures, some artwork. But surround yourself with inspiring visuals, things that you can get excited about, that keep your vibration focused and high and clear and clean and optimistic. I like to say this one. I know I'm going to offend some people, but truth oftentimes does that. The problem with psychics is that they're wrong 50% of the time. That can be very, very damaging. Best friends, they have your well-being at heart. They would like you to just get over the pain and laugh and hang out with them. And so best friends, they don't always give you the best advice. Family, you know, they don't always give you the best advice. And psychics, oh my God. I know we all have psychic abilities and we teach that. But I teach you to use your own intuition, your own creative visualization, your own lucid dreaming skills. I don't think you need to believe or depend on a psychic. Just my thought, okay? If you're a psychic, send me a letter why I'm wrong. What else? What else? What else? Oh, yes. You've got to remain clear. You know, we did yesterday the full moon clearing and healing. And I have to tell you, we made some mistakes. We set it up at some time zones people couldn't figure out. And so next month, we're only doing one time, one event on the full moon. And if it's at 10 o'clock at night, your time, or at 7 in the morning, your time, that's when it is. I want you to come. But you don't need to wait till the next full moon. You need to start clearing yourself right now, okay? Positive, clearing energy. Clear out the pain. Clear out the past. Clear out the limiting beliefs. And move forward. See, there's that word again. Move forward with a happy, loving attitude. Some great vibration, and take that old relationship and make it new again. You're going to have a great relationship. I know that. If you need help, call us at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. That's our email address. Or just visit lawofattractionsolutions.com. We have a number of giveaways there that we think are important. They're not just cheap little giveaways. They're empowering giveaways. And we'd like you to join us on Facebook at Law of Attraction Solutions as well. Okay, we are out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Pay it forward. Do something good for someone today. And you, get out there and have a day filled with light and love. Bye-bye now.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.